Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And you are joining us for day two of our lesson called A Taste for Travel. If you missed yesterday's lesson, you can always look in your magazine and figure out what Jo was writing about there. She's talking about traveling overseas or to a different culture and eating the local food there. And there is a dark side sometimes. What is that dark side, Carolyn?
Well, it's food poisoning. Sometimes the food we eat can make us sick. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like a lot of people who travel have a horror story or two about food poisoning.
That's right. Jo says that she went to a rural area and had no access to clean water. So she's talking about her experience with food poisoning, and she wants to share some tips on how you can avoid that dark side of eating local food. Well, we're going to learn what those tips are in today's lesson. So let's get started with the first reading of the day.
A Taste for Travel. Drink clean water. In many places, tap water isn't safe to drink. In these places, avoid ordering drinks made with water or served with ice. Drink bottled water or soda instead. Skip the fresh fruit. It might look and taste delicious, but if it's been washed in dirty water, it may make you sick. You can't tell by looking at it, so it's better to be safe than sorry. Choose meat that has been cooked recently and well. Meat and seafood that have been left out for a long time are dangerous to eat. If it doesn't look or smell okay, move on.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. We are back for day two of our passport series this month on eating like a local while traveling. But before we begin, let's take a look at our key words. Tap water. Tap water is a noun. Amanda thinks the tap water tastes like metal, so she drinks bottled water. Skip. Skip is a verb. I think I'll skip dinner and have popcorn at the movie. Bug. Bug is a noun. Naomi caught a bug, so she'll be staying home from work today. Adventure. Adventure is a noun. Our trip was quite an adventure. We got lost in a very scary part of town. Your more information words are symptom. Symptom is a noun. Dig in. Dig in is an idiom. What are some tips you have for eating when traveling? Think about that as we get started on our article.
All right, so far so good. Those are good tips to have if you are going to travel overseas and try some local food. At the very beginning, we read, drink clean water. In many places, tap water isn't safe to drink. But what is tap water? Well, we're going to talk about those words. Tap water. Carolyn, what is tap water?
Well, tap water is water from the tap or from the sink. So if you go into your kitchen or your bathroom and you turn on the water in your sink, then that is tap water. But a lot of places you shouldn't drink the tap water. It might have germs in it and it can be dangerous to drink and make you sick.
Well, it could make you sick. There are some countries where it's okay to drink tap water. Actually, I think most of the United States, it's okay to drink water straight from the sink. It's clean. It's okay. That is tap water. But many countries, it's not okay to drink tap water. You want to have healthy or clean water. Maybe you can install a filter near your sink that has clean water. Well, Carolyn, how does the lesson continue?
We see in these places, avoid ordering drinks made with water or served with ice. And this is something very important when you're traveling because many times you go on vacation to a nice warm tropical destination and you want to have a drink with ice in it, but the ice could be made from water that isn't clean. So you really shouldn't have ice in your drinks.
It's true. Now, something that you could do a little cleaner, this is a little cleaner, is boiling your water and then drinking it, or letting it cool off and then drinking it. That way it's a little cleaner. Anyway, the lesson continues, drink bottled water or soda instead. Now, I don't know about you, Carolyn, but I don't usually think of soda as being a healthier drink. Do you?
I don't usually think that soda is healthier, but in this case, if the water isn't clean, then soda could prevent you from getting sick if you drink that instead. And our next tip we see, skip the fresh fruit. And, oh, this sounds very sad if we need to skip the fresh fruit. And if we skip something, Gabe, what does that mean?
Well, it's one of our words that we want to talk about today. When you skip something, that means you jump over it. It's like it's a step in an order that maybe you should do or most people are doing, but you just jump over it. You go to the next thing. So maybe part of the course or part of your meal is the fresh fruit and you want to skip over it. You jump over it. What else might you skip, Carolyn, or how might you use that word?
Well, you might decide that you want to skip dessert. If you are full, you don't want to eat anymore, you can skip part of your meal.
Right, you can skip dessert. Well, sometimes you get to the movie theater, just when the movie starts, you skipped through the previews. You skipped the previews and just went to watch the movie. So you can use that word in a couple of different ways. So Joe says, skip the fresh fruit. It might look and taste delicious, but what, Carolyn?
But if it's been washed in dirty water, it could make you sick. So again, if the water isn't clean and you use it to wash your food, that could also make you sick. So it sounds like probably just eat things that have been cooked.
Yeah, or maybe you can wash it in soda. No. Don't wash your food in soda, even though it might be a little cleaner in some countries. Dirty water, of course, can make you sick. And Joe continues, you can't tell by looking at it, so it's better to be safe than sorry. You can't tell by looking at it. So then what should you do? I mean, if you can't tell, then what should you do, Carolyn?
Well, you should skip the fruit. Sorry. It's better to be safe than sorry. So you should be safe and just skip the fruit. Well, we don't want to skip spending some time with Steve and Ken in the information cloud.
In English, there's a common sentence structure, better something than something else, in which two undesirable options are presented. The first is preferable to the second.
Like better safe than sorry. Being safe is undesirable because it's boring and it takes extra effort.
And being sorry is undesirable, obviously, because nobody likes to suffer feelings of regret. But if we had to choose between the two, the first, being safe, is the more attractive option, right?
That's right. How about better late than never? Try as we might, we can't always be on time. But isn't it better to hand in a class project a little late than never at all?
I think so. There's also the sentence, better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. It's telling us that it's worth risking a broken heart for love.
Neither choice is appealing, but because love is such an important experience, the first option is preferable.
Okay, one more. Better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak and remove all doubt. A reminder that sometimes it's best to Just keep your mouth shut.
It's the difference between others merely thinking you are foolish and knowing you are foolish.
今天我们来看一个常见的句型 better 怎么样 than 怎么样。这个句型里头提供两个选择，两者通常都不理想，但相较之下前者会是个比较好的选择。就像今天这一课建议我们在外地旅行最好避免食用新鲜水果，因为 it's better to be safe than sorry，小心总比后悔好。 Better late than never 也是个惯用语，意思呢是晚一点总比不做好。另外 Better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak and remove all doubt， 最好保持沉默并让他人以为你不懂，也不要张开嘴说话而被人看清楚你真是个傻瓜。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Well, moving on to our next tip, Joe writes, choose meat that has been cooked recently and well. So you want meat that has not been cooked too long ago. You don't want to go to a restaurant and eat something that's been sitting out for a couple hours, or maybe even a couple of days. You want something that is cooked recently and cooked well.
That's right, it is important, and we see that meat and seafood that have been left out for a long time are dangerous to eat. So it is important to make sure that the meat or the seafood that you're eating has been cooked recently, and it has been cooked well, so it is fully cooked. There isn't a lot of red in the meat. It's fully cooked.
That's right, otherwise it could be dangerous to eat.Well, I have certainly been to restaurants where I ordered something and I thought they were going to make it fresh, but then it turns out they just used something or gave me something that was sitting out for a couple of hours. I didn't go back to that restaurant. Has that ever happened to you, Carolyn?
Well, it has, and Joe gives us another little tip here at the end. She says, if it doesn't look or smell okay, move on. So go somewhere else if you think that the food doesn't look fresh. Well, now it's time for us to move on to see Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们来看 tap water 这个名词。Tap 是指水龙头，所以 tap water 就是指从水龙头流出来的自来水。例如 ,the tap water in Colorado tastes as good as mineral water. 科罗拉多州的自来水喝起来跟矿泉水一样好喝。如果是饮用水的话就是 drinking water。如果是蒸馏水的话是 distilled water, D-I-S-T-I-L-L-E-D。接下来我们看 skip 这个动词。skip 本来有滑动的意思，但是在这里是指跳过或略过。至于它的过去式和过去分词都要重复字尾的 P 再加上 ED。例如 Sean skipped dessert because he's watching his weight。Sean 省略掉甜点不吃因为他正在控制体重。skip 也指不做或不参加某件平常该做的事。例如 Mike skipped school today。Mike 今天旷课没有去学校。
Today we've been learning some tips from Joe on how to keep our bodies healthy when we are traveling and trying foods in other places. Our first tip today was to drink clean water because tap water is not always safe for us to drink. We also learned that maybe we should skip the fresh fruit, even though it looks so delicious. If it's been washed in water that isn't clean, it could make you sick.Well, we have some more tips in the second part of our article today.
A taste for travel. Watch the locals. They will avoid a food cart that has made them sick before. Be prepared. Take medicines that can ease your symptoms. These won't cure whatever bug you've picked up.But they will help with the pain when there's no place to rest and recover. With these tips in mind, you're ready to dig in. Street food is part of the travel adventure. Don't be afraid to try something different. You never know, you might discover a new favorite dish.
All right, we have some good tips here in the last part of our lesson for today. Watch the locals. They will avoid a food cart that has made them sick before. Would you agree, Carolyn?
I think that is very true. If you are traveling somewhere that you are unfamiliar with and you want to find a good place to eat, watch where other people are eating. If you see a long line, maybe you should see what is at that cart, and it might be something very, very good.
That's true. Go where there is a long line. You know, I like this tip mostly, except sometimes I think locals are so used to food that maybe they don't get sick eating it, but someone outside might get sick. So usually this is a good tip. And just like Carolyn said, go where the long line is. Well, what's the last tip for today?
Be prepared. It is very important to be prepared. And we see that Joe recommends that you take medicines that can ease your symptoms. It's very important if you get sick that you are ready and have medicine with you to help with these symptoms. Your upset stomach, we learned yesterday, upset, being very uncomfortable. So if you are having these symptoms, you should take something with you.
That's right. And a symptom, of course, is just the outward appearance of something bad going on the inside. Usually a symptom is an appearance of something bad, not good. So a symptom could be vomiting, or maybe you have a fever, or you're sneezing. Those are all symptoms of something more serious going on the inside. Well, using these things, we continue, these won't cure whatever bug you've picked up. These won't cure the bug. Let's take a look at that word, bug. Carolyn, that kind of reminds me of your last name a little bit.
Oh, well, a little bit, but here, bug does not mean me, and it does not mean an insect. It is not something that is alive, really, but this bug is an illness, a disease, something that makes you sick. So you might get a stomach bug, and so your stomach is upset.
That's right. And often a bug is a kind of virus, something bad that you have picked up and you want to get over. You don't want to be sick for 2 weeks like Joe was. Well, we continue. But they will help with the pain when there's no place to rest and recover. So medicines like this will help with the pain if you don't have time to rest or have time to recover.
That's right. And I always take medicine with me when I travel to make sure that if I eat something that I shouldn't have eaten or something that is making me sick, I can take medicine and feel better and try to enjoy the rest of my trip. Do you usually take something with you, Gabe?
Actually, I do. I usually take painkillers, because sometimes I get headaches, and so I will be able to take those painkillers and then enjoy my time with other people or wherever I am. Well, our last paragraph says, with these tips in mind, you're ready to dig in. Wait a minute. Dig in, like with a shovel? What's going on here?
No, no, there's no shovel to dig into the ground. You're going to dig into the food.
Okay.
So you're going to start eating and really enjoy it.
All right, so dig in. That means to start eating and really enjoy it. I think of another phrase, eat up. You want to eat up. And of course, here we see dig in. So, is there a big meal before you? Well, dig in. Carolyn, I think we have a little more in our lesson today.
There is. We see that street food is part of the travel adventure. Don't be afraid to try something different. So when you're traveling, street food is all part of the experience. It's part of your travel adventure. An adventure is a great word. When you travel, you do something exciting, something unexpected. Do you like to go on adventures, Gabe?
Oh yeah, Carolyn. Adventures are wonderful. You go and explore new places. Maybe you do something that most people would consider a little bit dangerous. I do like adventures. I also like to be careful sometimes, but it's fun to be adventurous. There's an adjective form of that word, A-D-V-E-N-T-U-R-O-U-S. Are you an adventurous person?
Well, it sounds like you have a taste for adventure, and when you're traveling, you never know, you might discover a new favorite dish. So you might discover something that you never would have thought of liking before you went on this adventure. Mm-hmm. Have you found anything like that before?
Well, I don't know, but let's take a look at that phrase, you never know. Because sometimes you can use that. You could say something like, wait, you've never tried 猪血糕? Well, you never know, you might like it. If you haven't tried something, you never know, you might actually enjoy it.
That's right, you never know until you try. Mm-hmm. And right now, it's time for us to watch a review skit. And then we're going to see Michelle in the language lab.
Let's eat here.
No thanks. I never eat street food.
But food served from carts is the best ethnic food.
It's the best ethnic food. Poisoning.
Okay, okay. Well, that is the dark side. It's a risk we take.
I can't enjoy local food. I might get an upset stomach.
Don't worry. A few precautions can save you pain.
Really? What precautions?
First, only drink clean water. Use bottled water or drink soda.
Oh, okay. Soda and fresh fruit.
No, no, no. Skip the fruit. It's been washed with dirty water.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Better be safe than sorry.
Yeah. Well, how about meat and seafood?
Only choose meat that has been cooked recently and well.
Ooh, this meat looks strange and it smells funny.
Then move on. Follow the locals.
The locals?
Yes, they avoid food at places that make them sick.
Oh, good point. Mm. Yeah.
And be prepared. Take along medicine that can ease your symptoms.
Yeah. Can medicine cure me?
No. But it helps with the pain while you recover.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. I'll keep those tips in mind.
Good for you. Now, dig in. Discover new dishes.
Okay. I'll eat what you eat.
OK, 继续我们看 bug 这个名词。bug 本来是指小虫，但是在这里是指病菌。课文中提到 pick up a bug 是指染上了某种疾病。例如 Larry picked up a flu bug and got really sick. Larry 染上了流感病毒而且病得很严重。bug 也指电脑里面的故障或错误。例如 the engineer caught a bug in their newly developed software. 这个工程师在他们最新发展的软体中找到了故障。最后我们看的是 dig in 这个动词片语。Dig in 在这里是指大吃或尽情的吃。注意它的过去式和过去分词是 dug, D-U-G。它的现在分词是重复字尾的 G 再加上 ING 变成 digging。例如 ,Mom prepared a feast and everyone dug in. 妈妈准备了丰盛的大餐每个人都大快朵颐。And now let's see what the other teachers are doing.
We've enjoyed an article about a taste for travel. And of course, it's important to...Be safe. You want to try to eat things that are healthy wherever you go. But many people have traveled around the world to different places and tried very unique foods, things that maybe you wouldn't get in your hometown. Carolyn, what's the most unique food that you have had during your travels?
Well, I've tried a lot of different and very unique things. Mm-hmm. One thing that I've enjoyed trying here is chodofu, stinky tofu. It's quite unique in its flavor and it has mm-hmm. a very strong smell. I've also tried cow lung while I was traveling and a very interesting experience.
What? Cow lung? I don't think I've ever even heard of cow lung. Did it help you breathe better?
No, it didn't.But it tasted very crispy.
Oh, would you recommend it to me?
Sure, you should try it.
All right, maybe I'll try cow lung the next time I go traveling. Where was that?
In Indonesia.
All right, Indonesia. Cow lung in Indonesia. That's on my list. All right, friends, what about you? What is a unique food that you have tried somewhere during your travels? Thank you for joining us for this lesson, and we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
I think Tom will be a great lawyer or a great soldier one day. I'll help him to get into the National Military Academy at West Point to be trained as an Army officer and then into the best law school in America.
Being rich and being looked after by the Widow Douglas caused Huck Finn to enter a new world, and his sufferings in it were almost more than he could bear. The widow's servants kept him clean and well-dressed, combed and brushed. They put him to bed every night in a bed with perfectly clean bedclothes that seemed to him unfriendly. He had to eat with a knife and fork. He had to use cups and plates. He had to learn to read. He had to go to church. He had to talk so properly that talking had no color or taste for him. The bars and locks of civilization seemed to be making him a prisoner. Huck bore his miseries for 3 weeks, and then he disappeared. The widow hunted for him everywhere for 2 days. The public were worried. They searched everywhere. They even looked for his body in the river. Early on the third morning, Tom Sawyer went and looked among some old barrels behind the village stores, and in one of the barrels he found the runaway. Huck had slept there. He had just had a breakfast of stolen bits of food. He was unwashed, uncombed, and dressed in the old clothes that he had worn in the days when he was free and happy.